Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main evening news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in the next half hour, SIPTU members will now consider WRC proposals aimed at resolving a dispute over pay and conditions for retained firefighters. Police in Tyrone are appealing for information after a vehicle failed to stop for a mobile patrol in Claddy at 10:40 on Sunday night. Donegal-based president of the Garda Representative Association says there's still some serious issues with proposed new Garda operational model. And a man arrested by detectives investigating last week's major PSNI data breach has been released on bail. These stories in full, plus more to come. Jordan McDade will have all the latest in sport around 5:15, and Chris Ashmore will bring us the latest farming news and views. First in news, a proposal on guaranteed income for retained firefighters was key to a breakthrough in talks at the WRC. SIPTU's suspended strike and industrial actions after proposals were put forward in the early hours of this morning. Kevin McKinney is the retained firefighter SIPTU representative in Donegal. He says the negotiating team believes it was the best they could achieve, and now it's time to allow the members to have their say.
Talks continued through until probably about 1:22 this morning. And there's a document now going to be prepared by the WRC. The detail of that document puts more value to the LRC Labour Court recommendation that was rejected. And it has to go now back to the members to be balloted on. The offer now is about going to the fire service as a national group, and that the national committee who negotiated on this took a unanimous decision last night, and that's important to understand, that they decided this was the best that could be achieved through the discussion and negotiation.
A man arrested by detectives investigating last week's major PSNI data breach has been released on bail. The 39-year-old has been questioned on suspicion of collection of information likely to be used by terrorists. Last week, the personal details of thousands of PSNI officers and staff was published for a number of hours. The Donegal-based president of the Garda Representative Association has welcomed the decision to keep Donegal as a standalone division. However, he says there are still some serious issues with the proposed new Garda operational model. Brendan O'Connor told today's 9 till noon show that growing centralisation and moving away from districts which have one superintendent in control will make policing less efficient. In particular, he expressed concern at the scrapping of the Milford Garda district, with responsibility set to be shared between Letterkenny and Ballyshannon. However, recalling the scrapping of Glenties district 10 years ago, Garda Brendan O'Connor questioned whether the promised improvements ever materialised.
Resources are drawn into the 24-hour policing hubs, and there are going to be less of them. So when you see West Donegal is going to lose Milford as its district headquarters, you're going to see parts of it probably going into Ballyshannon and parts going into Letterkenny. And our experience from 2013 in places like Glenties and Churchill, if you ask the people there, the modernisation and the change, did it impact on the levels of a visibility and police presence? They would all tell you yes, they don't see the extra patrols that were promised.
Police in Tyrone are appealing for information after a vehicle failed to stop for a mobile patrol in Claddy. This was at 10:40 on Sunday night last. Sheila Nocton has more.
Police attempted to stop the blue Lexus with two male occupants at the junction of the Tullymoan Road and the Orchard Road in Claddy, close to the Donegal border. However, the Lexus was driven away on the Orchard Road towards Strabane, hitting a police car as it did so. The rear window of the Lexus sustained damage, and minor damage was caused to the front of the police vehicle. No injuries were reported. Police are appealing to anyone who can assist with inquiries to get in touch by phone or via Crime Stoppers.
Meanwhile, police in Derry are becoming increasingly concerned for the welfare of missing person Gareth Moran. Gareth, aged 35, was last seen at around 2 a.m. this morning in Derry city centre. He's around 5'7" tall, with short dark hair, and was last seen wearing a black jacket, blue jeans, white trainers and a black hat with red writing. PSNI are appealing to the public to make contact regarding Gareth's location on 101. A photo is available on our website, highlandradio.com. There were almost 500,000 adverse incidents reported in the health service since 2018. The figures were released to ANTU leader Patter Tobin. Barry White has more.
Adverse incidents can cover a wide range of events and would include slips, trips, falls, surgery on the wrong part of the body or wrong patient, wrong medication, and patient injury and death. There were almost 484,000 adverse incidents recorded in the health service in the past 5 years. Since 2018, almost 14% of incidents required first aid. Just over 10% of incidents required medical treatment. While there were 3,142 deaths associated with an adverse event in the past 5 years.
The EU Commissioner Mairead McGuinness says Europe needs to do more listening and listening to what the world is telling us. Today, McGill's summer school earlier dealt with China's role in the world, with Zhu Bo saying his country was not a supporter of Russia, but on the other hand, says China will not engage in finding a solution to the Ukrainian war until both sides are tired of fighting. Michaela Clark has more.
China, Ukraine, Russia, Europe and Ireland were all up for discussion at today's McGill Summer School. The day opened with retired Colonel Zhou Bo speaking of how China is not a supporter of Russia and that he personally wrote an article urging Putin to refrain from using nuclear weapons. However, Mr. Bo, in response to how China could work with Ukraine to bring an end to the war, says not until the fighting stops.
The time will come when all of you are tired of fighting and want to find a solution. Maybe China, again, at that time, might play a significant role.
The Ukrainian war still featured in this afternoon's conference, but a range of European issues were up for discussion also. That included the challenges facing Europe, the need for a cyber army, the overdependency on Russia for fossil fuels, and how the European budget could have a serious impact on Irish people. EU Commissioner Mairead McGuinness says the worst thing Europe can do is ignore what the world is telling it.
What I think is much more important than talking is to listen. And I think we need to do more of that in Europe. Not just to listen to each other internally, but listen to what the world is telling us, even if we dislike it. Because the worst thing you could do is plough on and not heed what is happening around us.
Gardaí in Donegal are warning the public of the latest scam text during the rounds. It's known as the grandparent scam. Donal Kavanagh has the details.
The fraudster will send a random text message pretending to be from a family member, claiming they need financial help, which must be kept a secret. Typically, they claim to have lost their phone and are texting from a new number. They're based in a foreign jurisdiction and need money for an urgent matter such as a medical bill. The victim of this fraud will then make a direct payment to the scammer's account. Gardaí are urging people to not volunteer information that fraudsters could use to sound more credible, resist the urge to act immediately and call a family member to verify the story. They're also warning once money has been sent, it's gone and cannot be recovered.
HICWA has published 27 inspection reports on infection control in designated centres for people with disabilities, one of them in Donegal. The four resident to Nuala facility was found to be compliant, with inspectors saying it was clear many measures were in place to protect the residents at the risk of infection, while also ensuring that these measures did not impact on the residents' quality of life. 20 other centres across the country were also compliant, and 6 were found to be non-compliant. Works have commenced on improvements to the Ard Avon Dementia Unit at Cairn Donna Community Hospital and the restoration of the Chapel of Rest. In a show, Councillor Albert Doherty says the works have been highly anticipated, particularly since $4 million was allocated to address issues highlighted by HICWA. Councillor Doherty says he hopes these will help bring about the full restoration of daycare services.
Yes, there was a capital grant of $4.25 million allocated for the Cairn Donnell Community Hospital to address the many shortcomings identified. So the very welcome news is that the compound's active, the workers are on site, and there should be much improved facilities available for our people who are in the Ard Avon dementia and also access again to the Chapel of Rest.
Is there a date in mind for that?
General Manager of Service for Older Persons has identified a 3-month work period, and that has already commenced, so perhaps we're into the November period. Mm-hmm. Likewise, the have confirmed that the chapel was used as a resting place on occasions for family removals following bereavements, and that that will be looked at. And the one little jigsaw piece now that we need to pursue, and the hospital liaison group in active in Cairn Donnell will work with management and hospital staff to ensure that the missing jigsaw piece, i.e. daycare centre restoration, is available again in Carndonagh. And that's more work, more lobbying for another day, but it's something the community is looking forward to see restored.
The National Ploughing Association has defended cashless ticketing for this year's championships. It said it has made the move solely on health and safety grounds in order to get an accurate headcount. National Ploughing Championships take place in Laois from September 19th. Anna Marie McHugh from the MPA says no alternatives have been put forward, so cashless ticketing it is.
People can buy their ticket right up until the morning that they're going to the event. They can buy it in the car park when they're there. They don't have to buy it a month in advance. But this is a completely health and safety driven measure. I've asked anybody that has spoken to us, like the Rural Association, anyone that has contacted us with concerns, we've said, please, we will welcome a better idea.
The Irish Rural Association disagrees with ticketing for this year's event being cashless. Spokesperson Jackie Flannery says cash is legal tender and therefore should be accepted.
People that have been travelling for years and years and years, not alone to the Ploughing Championship, but to a lot of other events as well, that they can't use their cash. And I mean, at the end of the day, we're still using cash as a legal tender.
There's a warning: Irish content will disappear from television if people refuse to pay the TV licence. Recent figures show a significant decline in the number of people paying the fee since the controversy over payments at RT emerged. The head of the production company, Shana Will, believes the licence fee should be increased to the European average of €180 to €190. Euro. CEO Larry Bass says the public should know the consequences for failing to pay the fee.
Paying for the running of RTE and or anything that replaces RTE will still require a way of paying for the programming, whether it's on radio, television, online or whatever. And if we don't pay for it, we simply won't have any.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and Jordan McDade will be back with all the latest in sport. It's just gone 5:15. We're going over to Jordan McDade for all the latest in sport.
Good evening. We start with GAA. Jim McGuinness has been heavily linked with a Donegal senior manager's job today. The Glenties man is understood to be among those considered for the vacant post. Donegal are seeking a replacement for Aidan O'Rourke, who succeeded Paddy Carr earlier this year. McGuinness previously spent 4 years in charge of his home county, guiding them to a 2012 All-Ireland title. Several reports nationally and locally suggest his return will be confirmed in the coming days. In soccer, Topol of Kazakhstan will take a one-goal lead into tonight's Europa Conference League clash with Derry City. The winner will progress to the playoff round, a position Derry has never been in before. Kick-off at Talas Stadium is at 7:45, and Patrick McGlinney, who should make his 50th European appearance tonight, says he'll have to perform to be in with a chance.
It's a massive game, and look, I think in the fan side of it, I think they need to be right behind us in every tackle, every block, every pass. I think on these big nights you're going to need everyone. So, but look, we have to perform and do our jobs. They have their own qualities, there's no doubt, and you have to respect it, because the second that you don't, you're going to get picked off at this level. So you still have to respect that. But look, we're at home and we'll be setting out to win the game. But you can't get away from how good these teams are for a second.
The winner of the tie will likely play Victoria Pleasant in the playoff round, with the Czechs holding a 4-0 aggregate lead over Zira of Malta. Crystal Palace manager Roy Hodgson said Michael Olise signing a new contract is the best possible news for the club. The winger had looked set to join Chelsea earlier this week, with his release clause apparently triggered. However, Olise put pen to paper on a new 4-year deal at Selhurst Park. Turning to rugby, Andy Farrell has given a stern criticism to some of the discussion around his son Owen. World Rugby Today lodged an appeal after the England captain had a red card shown to him against Wales, downgraded to a yellow. Owen Farrell had been punished for a height challenge on Wales' Tyne Bisham. An independent appeal committee will establish it to review the matter. But Ireland head coach Andy Farrell has hit out some of the commentary around the incident.
You know, I don't normally say too much because of that type of reason, you know, about my son. But what I probably would say at this moment in time, that the circus that's gone on around all of this is absolutely disgusting. in my opinion, disgusting. And I suppose those people that have loved the time in the sun get a few more days to keep going at that.
On the golfing front, Leona Maguire shot a level par round of 73 on the opening day of the ISBS Handa World Invitational playing at Castle Rock. She's four shots off to the lead trio, who also played the County Down course today. Stephanie Meadow is playing at Galgorm Castle and she's one over with four to play. Elsewhere, Antrim amateur Jessica Ross carded a four over round of 76 there. England's Daniel Brown is the clubhouse leader and the men's an event on seven under par. And Jonathan Catterall is the best Irish. He's in the clubhouse on level par. Meanwhile, the BMW Championship has just gotten underway in the last half an hour following a delayed start at the Olympic Fields. Roy McIlroy's tee time has been pushed back to 10 past six, with Seamus Power out 55 minutes later. To cricket, Ireland's women's have completed a whitewash of their T20 series with the Netherlands. They won today's third international by six wickets in Amstelveen. Finally, this week on The Score, after the 7pm news, former Harps manager Anthony Gorman joins us to look ahead to Finn Harps' clash with Skerries in the FAI Cup. Dan O'Donnell speaks to us on Bunnygee's Donegal Youth League victory. Sports writer Peter Campbell takes a look at some of the key games in the opening weekend of the Donegal Club Championship, and we get his thoughts on Jim McGuinness' potential return as county manager. While chairman of the Donegal Motor Club, Brian Brogan, tells us about his plans for the upcoming Donegal Harvest Rally and for the Knockilla Hill Climb. That's your sport.
Thanks, Jordan. Now it's over to Chris Ashmore for the latest farming news and views.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll hear about the Donegal Mule Group's big annual sale next week. But first, a number of farmers around the county have been involved in setting up farm shops. It can be a source of additional income and is also a carbon footprint saving, not to mention the fact that great fresh local produce can be so superior to products that may have come a long way to get here. Well, Carrick Finn farmer and Donegal IFA County Secretary Tom Boyd, along with his wife Victoria, have set up their own lakeside farm shop and are going from strength to strength. The last couple of weeks have been particularly busy as they have been attending a number of shows with their produce and they've won several awards. Tom's been telling me more about the journey so far.
Yeah, Chris, so I suppose we started off small, so, and we started off set just with all online there, selling our meat, our own meat from our own animals there. And I suppose the thinking was, you know, it was getting kind of difficult to make a decent living from the size the farm had here, and I suppose cut out the middleman, maybe go direct to the customer. And I suppose at a time when there's so much talk of air miles and carbon footprint, we thought this would be a way of, you know, cutting out a bit of that. So back, it was at September 2020, we took a bit of a plunge and advertised some of our own meat to see how it would go, and I suppose it started from there, really. And it's always been an idea of mine from when I was a young lad that one day I would have a farm shop on the farm. So people have been very good supporting us, and I've wanted different products, and we've kind of diversified it as and when we can along the way.
You've a lot of veg now. What's the best seller?
Look, the potatoes are kind of one of the best sellers at the minute there. Now our homegrown roosters, our Kerr's Pink's potatoes, would sell quite good. Hopefully, we'll in the next year or 2 years, we'll go more into the veg and we'll have more homegrown and be fit to have a continued supply all year round.
When people know that it's grown locally, it can taste so much nicer than some of the stuff that's been produced massively for some of the supermarkets.
Yeah, I suppose like any product, it's the freshness really, and I suppose one of the bigger ones we get a response back about would be the onions. You know, you might think, oh, it's an onion, but I remember when you were as little, it was always you'd cry your eyes out when you're chopping an onion, but the amount of people we've had come back and said that they haven't cried as much chopping onions in years as they have with our onions, and that's just purely down to the freshness. You know, we pick our veg fresh every morning and put it in an honesty box every day, and it's just the pure freshness of it, really. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about this honesty box. Is everybody as honest as we all hope?
Yes, June 2021, the honesty box went up. Originally, it went up just to sell eggs. As anybody that knows me, for years I've been showing poultry and always had surplus eggs. And it originated to sell eggs. And that kind of has gone to selling all kinds of everything in it, really, from home bacon to jams to our own fruit and veg. And can't think there's been one person that's been dishonest. We've never had an issue with anything. And the support from locals has been unreal, really.
Behind every good man, there's a very good woman. Victoria has been doing plenty of the home baking, and like yourself, she's won a number of prizes, and you've been really busy, the two of you, over the last week. We're really into the show's season. You've been down in Mina Cross, the Danny Mini Cup, the judge's choice. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so if anybody knows Victoria, you know she's always she's really passionate about cooking and baking, and has a real talent. She's a teacher by day, but her real talents lie with the cooking and baking. But yeah, I mean, the cross show was there on the bank holiday Monday. Local celebrity chef Brian Danny Money had sponsored a new cup for judges' choice, and yeah, so Victoria's Pavlova that would be her signature dish at this stage. It got judges' choice, so she was delighted with that. Yeah, and partly myself take a bit of credit for the good free-range eggs that made it.
And also I see you had the best collection of veg at the Ardrath show, and you're just back from Tullamore. The Kerr's Pinks coming out on top there as well.
Yeah, so we kind of try to attend all the local shows if we can. Look, it's a good support, and it's a good social thing as well. I suppose I try to push myself even more, and I headed on to Tullamore to the national show there, and yeah, don't mind. The Kerr's Pinks got first in the class.
And finally, do you feel that, you know, that there's scope within the county for more farmers to do like you're doing, and to have their local shop and to be getting the local produce out there? There seems to be a bit of a trend at the moment.
Definitely, Chris. You know, I always would have. I've been wanting to do something, I guess, for years, and I took the plunge. And I'd always say to anybody that ever asked me, you know, out of different people would have said to me, you know, oh, I'm scared of taking what if it fails, but if you never try, you're never going to fail, and believe me, I failed at plenty of different things, but if you definitely go for it, and it's great to see, you know, I've noticed this last 12 months, there's ones popping up, the honesty boxes, just selling eggs and different jams and different things. There's Shannon there with the milk bar as well, who's kind of diversified, and it's great to see, and there's loads of room. We have a big population, and everybody needs food, and there's no reason why we can't produce it all locally within our own area.
And that was Carrick Finn farmer Tom Boyd. The Donegal Mule Group is having its big annual sale of Donegal Mule Hoggets and Mule Ewe Lambs at Balwathay and Stranorler Mart on Friday week. That's August the 25th, and it all starts at 6 p.m. Well, delighted to say the chairperson of the Donegal Mule Group, Kieran McGrath, joins me on the line. And Kieran, this is always a big day in your calendar, but first of all, I suppose, just tell us a little bit more about the Donegal Mule Group and why it was established.
Hello, Chris. The Donegal Mule Group was formed in 2016, and it now comprises of almost 60 members that farm in all the mountain areas, usually in the county of Donegal. It was formed following a meeting in Jackson's Hotel. Chagist had set it up, and there was a suggestion that maybe hill farmers would consider using blue-faced Leicester rams on some of their Scotch ewes, and we formed our group that year. We have been selling since. Our mules, they take traits from both their mothers, the hardy mountain sheep in Donegal, and that is passed on to their offspring, and then the blue-faced Leicester tips that are used on them, they pass on the prolificacy. There's a lot of lambs born to the mule ewes. There's good milk, and a mule ewe can easily rear up to two lambs annually and provide excellent lambs for factories. it was set up, I suppose, just to try and improve farm incomes for farmers in the county.
And it's been very successful. You've certainly heightened the whole publicity for the mules. You've been at shows all around the country, haven't you?
That's correct, Chris. We haven't forgot about our own county. We've been at shows in our own county, in Ashon and Clonmany. We always pick a local show or two. And we've been to Mullingar show, Tullamore show, Tinahili show, meeting customers and meeting potential new customers. And yes, the club is going fairly well. And I suppose maybe we'll be hoping to continue that success with our sale.
And you will have buyers coming from all over the country?
That's correct. In years gone by, we have had buyers as far away as Kerry and Cork, Waterford, Wicklow and the Midlands, Galway last year as well. So we have buyers from all over, and we have a lot of local buyers from the county, which is very important also.
And if anybody wants to find out more about the Donegal Mule Group, you have an active Facebook page, and that contains a lot of information.
That's correct. There'll be information going up now over the weekend and during the course of next week. At this stage, we have in the region of, there could be almost 600 hogget yearling ewes on offer and about 1,200 ewe lambs.
And it was Kieran McGrath, the chairperson of the Donegal Mule Group. And finally, our farming fact of the week. The average age of a sheep farmer in Ireland is 56. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
And looking now to weather, mainly dry this evening with a mix of cloud and sunny spells. Showers or longer spells of rain will move up from the south later in a moderate to fresh southeasterly breeze. Mild and humid tonight with showers continuing, turning longer spells of rain for a time possibly heavy. And that's with lowest temperatures of 13 to 15 degrees, occasionally fresh southeasterly breezes. To conclude this evening's news, SIPTU members will now consider WRC proposals aimed at resolving a dispute over paying conditions for retained firefighters. Police in Tyrone are appealing for information after a vehicle failed to stop for a mobile patrol in Clady on Sunday night. A Donegal-based president of the Garda Representative Association says there's still some serious issues with the proposed new Garda operational model, and a man arrested by detectives investigating last week's PSNI data breach has been released on bail. That's all for now. The next news updates at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Thursday evening, August 17th. The death has occurred of Noel McGing, Church Road, Killybegs, County Donegal, reposing at his residence tomorrow and Saturday from 12 p.m. till 9 p.m. House private at all other times. Removal on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. to St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for 11 a.m. funeral mass, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family flowers only. The death has taken place of Mandy Boyce Gorton Remelton. Remains reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Carnamugga, Letterkenny. Funeral mass on Saturday at 11 a.m. in St. Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. House private, please. The death has occurred of Kieran Breslin, 16 Meadow Hill, Kiltoy, Letterkenny. Funeral mass on Saturday in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Gortley Road, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, at 2 p.m. with burial afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. House strictly private to family only. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the ISPCA, Donegal Animal Rehabilitation Centre, care of Con McDade Funeral Directors. Inquiries to Con McDade Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Liam Doherty, Claherna, Ballyliffin, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his mother Mary's home in Clohearnel, Ballyliffin. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. Interment immediately afterwards in the new cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Liam's funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.